I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
People, it's another night of podcast fun, talking about 80s and 90s cartoons, and talking about Shoo People, which I reckon 61% of our audience will have never heard of.
Really?
I think they will have.
Yeah, massively.
It's gone out in so many countries, dude.
I'd never heard of it.
I still don't think 60% of people have heard
of
it.
Well, 62 countries have this.
Right.
62?
62 countries. Even America got a dubbed version as well with American accents.
I love
accents.
It when James straight into his nose.
Got to say, don't blow your load too early,
I love
Jamie.
It. It's straight in.
You'll have no more notes.
I love the fact you make out having notes is a bad thing.
No, I'm not. Just when you say them all in the first 2 minutes of the podcast.
Well, my notes
no,
are
Kane,
now
you're saving,
gone.
You're saving the other half for the last 2 minutes of the podcast, Kane, after we've said goodbye.
To be fair, well,
wait, everyone. Shoe People had a woman in it in America.
It did. Do you know her name?
Margot.
Diana Ross.
Oh. Margot was the character.
I don't know. Yeah, Margot was the sexy pink shoe.
Sexy? I think we need to investigate that. Yeah. Can you have a sexy shoe?
Yes.
With eyes on?
Yes.
You wouldn't want to add to your eyes, that'd be freaky.
What? You'd That's prefer a shoe with eyes to without shoe eyes?
Yeah. Well, if you're making sweet love to it, yeah, you want to look into its eyes. Otherwise, you just look into the
just
laser.
Soulless, if not, isn't it?
Nice.
No. Eyeless. That's not the soul.
I'm digging that joke, James. I'm all over
Thank
that.
You. Thank
I
you.
I didn't think he even realised.
Of course I did. Come on, you got all over here.
Did you, bugger? Have you written that joke down in advance? I think you did. Before we get into talking about the wonderfully short Shoe People, have we got a whose line was it anyway?
We do, which I have had in my back pocket for the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
I lie, of course. I realised 5 minutes ago I'd completely forgot to do it today. So this is one that I've literally... So thank you for being a few minutes late, Stu, because it's given me the opportunity to come up with a whose line was it anyway. So scores on the doors. Kane is on 5.
Would have been sad not to have one, wouldn't it?
It would be sad. It's sad. Stu shows a bit of sadness when he loses, but when he's winning, that sadness gets parked aside for excitement and joy. Kane's on 5. Stu's on 7. And James, coming up from behind like he likes it, is on 8 points.
Yes. Little boys.
Okay. Are you ready?
I want you to win, Baz, as well, by the way.
Cheers, Kane.
Yeah. I've had too many Warhammer games against Stu. I've seen that cockiness.
We've all been there, haven't we? We've all been there.
It seems unfair that it's like 3-1. Jamie's even biased, which I'm sure is quite fair.
We'll get to the end of it.
If I guess early, James gets a cue like a clue, which is like this cartoon starring a man who turned into a superhero fruit was British in the 80s.
Peach
and I'm like, oh, if I get a clue,
I know
James,
that cartoon.
James has guessed earlier.
That's sour grapes.
Like, my clue's like there was a person called Albert involved in script writing.
That's Bez is on 2-2 with James here.
I am.
James's clue last week was it's got Mr. G in it. It's a Disney cartoon.
Well, if you have to shut your bolt, that'd be your clue on. Too.
We're supposed to guess the idea.
Go on,
get it over with.
I say it's a tadpole and he went down the tadpole hole. And if you don't want to wind up stuffed in a weirdo hole, you better keep quiet.
This is sounding sinister.
Paddington is it once more?
I say it's a tadpole and he went down the tadpole hole. And if you don't want to wind up stuffed in a weirdo hole, you better keep quiet.
Jamie Poddington Peas, Kane has said.
It is not Poddington Peas.
It's sounding very dodgy. I've got to be truthful. I'm going to take the obligatory clue.
The clue is that they are not adults.
Sounding even worse.
Rugrats.
Ooh.
It is not Rugrats.
I'm going to go with the other one then, Muppet Babies.
It is Muppet Babies.
Yes!
Yes!
It was a 50-50 chance.
It was.
That is well a bad played. Quote. What's the context of that quote? I need it for peace of mind.
Kermit's babies. Kermit's just spunked his babies out and they're going down a hole.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's about Kermit spunking babies. That's the cartoon. It's episode, season one, episode 9, Close Encounters of the Frog Kind. It's where Miss Piggy is giving Kermit a little bit of aggro. So this is where
I thought when you shook your fist at us then, I thought you said Miss Piggy was giving Kermit a hand job.
Yeah. So she's giving him some aggro, so he put some tadpoles down a tadpole hole and tells her to keep quiet. It's gone dark.
It is. It's super dark, this one. And I've watched it many times this episode. And I do recommend it. It is very good. And it scores an 8 out of 10 from me.
Well, we're not scoring these.
Let's see what...
Are you scoring the episode, though?
The episode. The season, I'd probably give a 6. The episode gets an 8.
Steady on, Alexa. Okay, let's talk shoe people. Jamie,
by the way, James, you're on 9 there, dude. 9 for you, 7 for Stu, Kane's on 5. Well done.
Why have you picked shoe people, Jamie?
It's one that we've jokingly spoke about a few times about picking this one, but in all seriousness, I don't have the metrics to back this up. It is the one theme tune that we've put on Twitter over the last year of doing this that has, as I remember, got more response than any other thing that we've put on Twitter. I can go back over it, but I can't be sure of the facts. But
yeah, that's
it's
incorrect.
One. It's definitely got some traction, and we spoke about this previously. I think it was on the last episode that it's not like I watched this cartoon a lot, but I do have fond memories of the Cadbury's chocolates with the different characters on this. So that's simply my reason for picking this. So I'm intrigued to see what you guys thought about this. We picked two episodes because they're only 5 minutes each. Mm-hmm. Episode one was Can You Keep a Secret? And episode two was Sergeant Major. So two cartoons combined 11 minutes. So really short. And I'm going to go to, I'm going to go with who I think is going to score this the lowest and work my way up. Stu. What were your thoughts
after
about these
gave
two cartoons?
Moomins, after I gave Moomins an 8, that. You think I'm going to be the one that scores this the lowest more than James?
I do. I think so. Yeah.
I think you should take a point off yourself. Shoe People has a couple of things I like about it, particularly. It's British. And I like it when the narrator does all the voices, when it's one person doing all the voices, like they're telling you a story and they're putting the voices on. However, that being said, I didn't like this narrator or the voices they did particularly. So it's not like one of my favourite examples of that. And this is way worse than I remember it being as well.
Ooh.
Which kind of plays into it a little bit. I kind of had slightly fond memories of thinking, oh, shoot, people, that was quite fun. It isn't fun. It isn't any good. It's junk. It's 2 out of 10. Absolute junk. Just poorly made, poorly produced, poorly voiced. It's rubbish, yeah.
So still,
I wish it was shorter.
I'm probably going to be right in my view that you would be the lowest in scoring this then. But you gave it a 2, so you gave it a something. So what did you like about it? This episode,
nothing.
These two episodes?
Nothing. It's short.
You've gave it a 2, right? So there must be something.
Yeah, a 1 would be like if the voice acting was so incomprehensible you couldn't understand what they said and you couldn't tell what the drawings were.
Give an example, Stuart.
So I can tell they are shoes and I can hear what the shoes are saying. And it's, I don't know, it's...
So literally for turning up for work, they get 2 points.
Yeah, it is a cartoon. It was competently produced. It was edited well. The sound levels were good. It gets a two, yeah. I didn't like it. I don't like the characters. The characters are stupid. The why is the policeman's boot blue? Makes no sense.
Policeman wear black boots. Like a black boot?
Well, the same colour as a policeman's boots, yeah. The whole shoe people universe is idiotic.
Maybe the shoes don't take on the personalities of the owner, though. Or do they?
Well,
does it have to be a police boot?
I've got a theory about this, Kane.
Yeah, I think these are all tapped.
I've got a very good theory. I say a very good theory. I've got before a theory James about it, whether it's good
this,
or not.
Just James goes into, I'm super excited about this. James wrote mine earlier on, and he didn't tell me. He said, I've got a theory about this. And since it, I've been excited to hear this.
It's a somewhat dark theory. And it's based purely on what we've seen in these episodes. You know, so there may be episodes that counteract this or contradict.
Is it about the fact there's only one of each shoe?
Sort of. Mm. I suspect the man in the shop is a serial killer.
Oh.
Right? It says at the Can You Keep a Secret one that he's got a lot of shoes in his shop that people just don't come back for, which is a little bit strange. Not many people don't come back for shoes unless, you know, you've got a really bad memory or you can't come back for the shoes. I suspect when they, in his little secret back office dungeony type basement thing, when he, that cloud there is from he's cremated all the bodies. It's the remnants, the ashes, the dust. It's all the cremation dust from the bodies that he's killed people, burnt them, kept the shoes as some sort of weird macabre trophy. And then when he kicks that dust up, the souls of those people are drawn towards the only object of theirs, which is in the room, which is the shoe.
Can't keep using the same joke though, James. Yeah.
What joke?
Souls.
Oh yeah, I missed that one.
Souls was on the people.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
You didn't know last time. You didn't know last time.
Yeah,
either.
It was on the tip of my tongue, Stu. Oh dear.
You can't see now, but I'm winking my eyelid. Yeah,
thank you. I'm such a heel. So yeah, it was a very sinister episode, that Can You Keep a Secret. The voiceover acting was very quiet. It was almost, I don't know, quietly, calmly, surreally scary. So yeah, I think the man who owns a shoe shop is a serial killer, and those are the shoes of his victims.
James, I like it. I was trying to think the whole time, is the dust is what brings them to life, right? When he slams the door, and I was trying to think the whole time, what is that dust down to? So I like the fact that you give a reasoning behind that. I like that. I dig it.
Thank
dude
you.
That entire first episode, I think, just very briefly, James, that entire first episode I thought was perfect for Jamie, because it's an entire complete waste of time trying to give a justification as to why the shoe people exist and why we're seeing talking shoes, which is completely not needed. Another reason why I scored it lowly. You don't need to know why the shoe people, they're not even in the human world where the shop is.
And I think it's strange.
It's pointless. It's
strange that we don't see his face as well. So almost like they've masked out his face. They've thinged his face in their own minds. They've erased it from the horror. Cartoon wise, it wasn't a great cartoon.
What do you score it, James? Because you're kind of into it now, I guess.
Yeah, I am into it now. I suppose I've jumped ahead. Sorry, Jamie. But I am likely to score it low, same as Stu. It is short. I think too short. That's it. I know we've said before you like short episodes. For me, it's too short. You can't get into it. So one episode was basically, there's shoes and they are people and they live in a town. And the next episode was there's an army shoe who likes a neat garden, tells the hillbilly shoe to sort out his garden. He tells him to fuck off.
Sergeant Major.
Yeah. Sergeant Major, cut that grass. Hillbilly, no. Okay. It was like, right, Trampy. Okay, that's it. That's done. Right, okay. Fair enough. It was probably a bit too short. So I'm not as hating it as much as Stu. So I'm going for three on this one.
Generous.
Sounded like you kind of enjoyed it, James. And Stu hated there's one mark in between.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I when my mind started running away with the whole serial killer notion, I couldn't get it out of my head. So I'm bigging it up because of that. If it turns out that he's just a man who owns a shoe shop that people don't go back to for whatever reason, maybe poor customer service, then it would score lower. But I think a three is comfortable for me.
Without the theory then, James, would it have got a two for you then?
It'd have got a two, yeah.
You surprised me, James. I thought you might. I didn't think you were going to go super high, but I thought you might have gone a little bit higher with this one.
No.
Nice. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody in the world scored this a two. Like, if we got 1,000 people in here and said, score this cartoon, and we got anything above a five, I'd be surprised.
Well, again, to use the your logic, Stu, of when we spoke about Moomins, about the fact that it had a lot of longevity, this has got longevity, had follow-up seasons, it was in 62 countries. So some people, to use your Moomin theory, kind of like this a little bit. So there must have been something to it.
I don't really think, there's not 15 different versions of Shoe People. Or two Shoe People theme parks, or a movie, or anything. I think Shoe People was not immediately unsuccessful because they have one series and then another one, what, 12 years later, I think?
A
lot of people remember it, though, don't they? That's the weird thing. A lot of people do remember this. You speak to anyone, they go, oh, Shoe People. It's stuck in memories, stuck in people's memories for some reason.
What do you think of it, Kane?
Yeah, well, I'd never heard of it. Before you guys started talking about it on the podcast. It's very much a kiddie cartoon, is it? Like, under 10s cartoon. I thought the length of each episode was perfect. Mm. It was, because it was kind of like such a shit story that 5 minutes is enough to tell a few jokes. Well, say jokes, tell a few stories. I loved the narration of it. I like how British it felt throughout as well. I don't know if it is a British way of like making cartoons, but it seems like quite a lot around there has that like narrator talking and doing all the voices. Really like that. What I didn't like about it is how the shoes' mouths didn't move with the talking, or if not at all. I didn't really get it. That being said, I didn't dislike it, but there wasn't enough there for me to like it or score it highly, so I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
Little bit better than Stu and James and Kane. Just a tad better.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like I said, I didn't dislike it. And it was short enough for me to enjoy, but there wasn't enough depth in it to score it any higher than that.
What would you have scored if it was a half an hour for each episode, Kane?
Well, they'd have to make a different story, wouldn't they? It'd have to be a deeper story.
Yeah, so. But do you think it could carry a 30-minute story?
No. Depends how crazy they got into the serial killing of the cobbler. Have you ever seen The Cobbler, the Adam Sandler film?
No.
Yes, I have actually. I completely forgotten that existed, but yes, I have. It's ridiculous.
Happy Gilmore film,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like perfect Adam Sandler film, like very, very shit.
Yeah.
In the most beautiful way possible.
Yeah,
so bad it's almost good.
I love them.
Did you know, Kane? Kane, there's a Dutch shoe in the Shoe People.
Is there?
What? Yeah. Guess what its name is in a non-stereotype way.
Clog.
Gilda van der Clog. Gilda van der Clog. Guess what she lives in?
A windmill?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
She a prostitute as well?
I don't think that ever came out.
Oh, maybe that's what they'd go into in a half an hour episode.
I'm not sure you'd want a clog as a prostitute. If you're going to make love to a kind of shoe, clog would probably be pretty far down the list, wouldn't it? Of shoes.
I don't know. Maybe like the male prostitute, the clog would be a better.
Hmm. Yeah. Why?
Agreed.
Because it's harder.
It's wooden.
Yeah.
Wooden.
Yeah, but it's massive. You wouldn't want to try and shove a clog up your ass.
Why is it going to be up the arse?
Male prostitute serves women as well.
What, James?
You went dark on that. It says male prostitute serves women as well, you know. Women.
Are you suggesting you'd want... Well, I've never experimented with trying to shove a shoe up my arse or fanny, but I'm assuming as a male...
Have you experimented having sex with a shoe?
No, but I can imagine it. That a clog would not be my first choice of shoe.
What would your first choice? What would be your first choice?
The ballet pump's a good one, I guess, right? Because it's satin and it's soft and flexible. I mean, if we're going to get into it.
Flexible? What position are you getting in with this shoe?
With this shoe? Any. I can think of at least one. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that any of you disagree with those choices?
What
would you make love to a different shoe? That a clog would not be your first choice of shoe to have sex with, and a ballet shoe probably would be your first choice.
I think if I was female, a clog would be my first choice.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be my last choice still.
What would you choose what's hard enough to...
A ballet pump.
That's too soft.
So it's got a wooden core. You roll it up like a newspaper.
Haven't they got like a wooden core? It's still silky.
It's still silky.
Sexy time.
Yeah. Still bad. What are you going to do with the
roll this clicks on, stick it up.
What the hell are you doing with a clog?
Put one in the mouth as well.
What are you doing with a clog? Yeah.
There's many things you could do with a clog.
Have you seen the size of a clog?
Maybe well, a kid's clog. I think that's the probably.
That's wrong, Kane. You can't say a kid's clog.
As that was coming out, I question the
For obvious reasons, I'd have to go for a welly.
Obvious I'm not reasons? Sure I know the obvious reasons here, James.
He's got a PVC fetish.
Yeah. Rubber.
Loves a bit of rubber.
Rubber fetish. And it's the right size as well. I could get in the welly quite well.
Yeah.
Might be a bit tight, but
I think it'd be more like a sausage roll in the bin, James.
Yeah.
What about you, Jamie? What are you rating?
For anyone,
hold on, before we get into that, it's the important stuff. What shoe are you shagging, Jamie?
What shoe are you shagging?
I reckon Jamie would go for a cowboy boot.
That'd make a great t-shirt.
Like a high-heeled cowboy boot.
You know what? Shoe shagging. We have got some By the Power merch right there, haven't we?
Shoe shagging.
What shoe are you shagging today? I'm going to go for...
There's a lot of thought in this.
Croc
football boot.
Oh,
I'm going for the pleasure painful. Pain thing. No. I'm going for the pleasure what? Pain thing. Yeah.
Why don't you get a golf shoe? Go one extra higher with a spike.
Or we could go spikes, like like it was like mountaineering boots.
Mountaineering boots.
Yeah, you know, like yeah.
I'm not sure Jamie's ever been mountaineering.
You know, like if you're going up like going up
walking
an icy mountain.
He's talking about crampons, but crampons. They're attached.
Yeah, crampons. Yeah, cheers, they're James.
Not,
thank you.
They're not part of the shoe, though. They're just attached to the shoe.
James has always accessories into this sexual
We could let you, though. Yeah, you can bring toys.
Jamie's
you
know, into bondage accessories. Shoes. The snow mountain climbing boot comes with its own bondage gear for Jamie.
Yeah. If I'm doing it, If I'm fucking a shoe, I'm doing it properly.
What is the proper way to do
like
it?
That shoe's fucking you. With
it does, yeah. Hey, I'm all about equal opportunities, baby.
James, the proper way of fucking your shoe is however you want to.
Ah, okay.
There's no wrong way of doing it.
No.
And that's why we're woke, because we're equal opportunities. You
technically,
can fuck it however you want.
You could use both shoes and have a threesome.
Would you care if it was a man's shoe or a woman's shoe?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, that's a quick answer. That's a pervert.
I've never seen Jamie so aggressive as
well. And so
how
quick
dare you, sir?
Well, of course I would, yeah.
Why?
Which one would you go for?
I'd go for the man shoe.
Why?
Because I like to do things different. Yeah, of course I would. Like, yeah. I'm just thinking, right? So I'm just playing through the characters in my head. So we've got the, right, would I fuck, let's use the ones James run about. So we're on about, like, Sergeant Major. I don't dig him. A bit too regimented for me. What about Trampy? Uh-uh. Although he has got a hole at the front of his shoe, I'm not digging that. But that pink shoe, now she's something, and I can't remember her name, but I dig her. And she's a woman's shoe.
Trampy needs the money. Yeah. Trampy needs the money to do all sorts of stuff. He wouldn't turn you down.
He does seem a little bit easy, doesn't he, Trampy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that little sexy wink at the camera as well on episode 2.
Why did he do that wink at the end?
Because all the letters have been all the Sergeant Major letters have been going in the bin. So he's just been fucking them off up, I think. So he's just like, yeah, he's going to keep doing it.
I'm
but
a cheeky
whatever.
Monkey.
Yeah, I'm a cheeky one, yeah. It's a good point, though, Kane, because I was trying to think that. Why has every one of those letters just gone in straight in the bin? It was a bit weird that everyone had just flown directly into the bin, what the Sergeant Major has sent.
I'm not sure there's much logic this got in. But it's fair. What did you think of it, Jamie?
Well, to go back on what we said earlier on about it being whether people like it around the world, this was the first cartoon or the first series from the West to be shown in the previous Soviet Union. Wait, oh, it became so popular there. It became so popular there that they sold over 25 million Shoe People books. This is a lot more famous than we're giving it credit for.
There wasn't much going on in the Soviet Union in 1982 or whatever.
You sound like Terry Wogan doing the Eurovision here, Jamie, with all your yeah. facts
pissed
every
up,
time.
Pissed up. In all seriousness, I didn't really like this. I picked it because it was one that we're going to go for. It was okay. There wasn't much to it. I agree with what you're all saying. I really do. I don't disagree with what you're saying. 5 minutes, I think, like Kane said, was perfect for it because there's not much of a story to it, let's be honest. But as a short cartoon that you can kind of stick on and just kind of get lost in for five and a half minutes, it was okay. I like the fact it was one actor doing it. There wasn't much story. The second episode with Sergeant Major and Trampy, nothing really happens. But I'm okay with it. I would watch it again as just something simple to watch. It gets a 4 from me as well. It wasn't great, but it wasn't super bad. So yeah, a 4 from me as well.
Was the narrator famous?
It was.
Yes.
I've got the name here, but it doesn't mean. Do you know Stu? Because I've got the name, but I don't know who it is.
Yes, Philip Whitchurch. I always want to say Whitworth. Yeah. Philip Whitchurch.
Who is he?
What else has he done?
He was an actor, essentially. He was in. Okay. I'm trying to think of anything that people would have heard of.
Shoe People.
Sharp.
Ah.
Vicar Dibley.
Oh, okay, right.
Bergerac.
Oh.
Boone.
Casualty.
God.
Other BBC and ITV dramas of the 80s, I would guess. Yeah, I don't think he was ever. I mean, you would assume so, wouldn't you? You must assume he's on the bill and Casualty, but who knows?
Are they still going?
Casualty is, but it's called Holby City now, isn't it? I don't think they've got Casualty on its own now.
Is it?
Expanding it to the bigger hospital.
Not the bill.
Don't think the bill is now.
Bill ended a good few years ago, didn't it? Yeah. So not hugely famous now, I don't think. And of course, wasn't in the American version.
No. I can't believe they dubbed it. I wonder what happened there.
Who did that?
The Americans.
No idea.
Oh. No idea.
Was it American?
I'm assuming so. It would be Korean.
Got to take a guess.
Why not, James? Why couldn't it have been a Korean, James?
Because if you're going to sell it to America, you don't want someone in American as opposed to in Korean.
Well, a lot of Koreans can speak English.
They can, but a lot of the opposite way around.
What have you got against Koreans, James?
Nothing.
Is it North or South Koreans? But you've got
an issue with
it. Yeah, I don't mind either if I'm truthful. As long as they can sort it out between them.
But if you had to pick one, who would be your favourite?
North. I've always fancied having a dictatorship myself, so.
But instead, you just put your dick in a tater.
Yeah. That also works.
As close as you can get.
Yeah. On a ship.
On a ship?
Nice.
Yeah.
Stick in a tater ship. Oh, I really want to see James with a little potato with like cocktail sticks and little sails put on it now. A hole in the back. Can you arrange that, please, James?
Yep. Okay. Next video I do.
Thank you. I wonder who voiced the new version. Was it still the same guy, I wonder?
I think they changed him, didn't they? I ain't got the names, but I think... Because I think they had a woman, didn't they? They had a woman doing the later ones, which was Jo Wyatt, who was doing the female
ones.
That
wasn't very successful, was it?
We've not made a new one since Kane, you know? No. That didn't spawn a sequel.
I think it was the same guy, but I think it was Jo Wyatt who did the female voice as well.
Okay.
When was the newer version of it? What year was that?
1992. Okay. And the original was 87.
Right.
We could have done an episode from the new version, couldn't we? Could have done one from the old and one from the new.
Oh, we could have comparison.
See, it does strike me as something what could come out now as like an animated 10-minute kiddie cartoon.
As opposed to live action, Kane.
Yeah. Then we don't have like goggly eyes, what?
Yeah.
Like spin around.
Just set some real
someone
shoes
in a
Nike
room. Shoe.
Yeah. I like it.
The I know we've kind of jumped into which you'd have the noughties with, but apparently the program came about when the guy who created it, I can't remember his name.
Was he a shoe shagger?
Apparently, it came about when he realized that people's shoes kind of give away a little bit about the personalities, and your shoe says something about you. Which shoe says the most about you as a person? So if you had to have a shoe to define you, your behavior, your personality, what shoe would you pick?
Fucking hell.
I'd go Converse All-Stars.
Ooh. Go on.
Chuck Taylors.
I love the fact that I don't even have any clue what that means or would say about you. That says something about me and shoes.
I'd say that when you first put them on, they're quite hard to adjust to. Then you wear them, you get used to them, they're comfy.
Is this a Dutch thing?
Then the more you wear them, the more fucked up they get.
So, nice.
I like that, Kate. That's good. It's good. The more you wear,
I'm going to go for a comfy pair of slippers. Yeah.
Well, the more you're around me.
Yeah. I'm going for a comfy pair of slippers.
Go on, James.
Because they don't go outside. They don't go outside. And you just let them wear out and get all nasty and holy. Yeah. You don't replace them often.
I suppose if you do go outside with them, they get fucked up as well.
Exactly. So. Well, yeah, you wear slippers.
That's like you, Bez, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, slippers are just worn until they disintegrate, aren't they? No one goes, I'll treat myself to a fresh pair of slippers. You wait till they're pretty much destroyed before you put fresh ones on.
I've never been into slippers.
Oh, I love slippers.
I don't really get the point.
Well, the key
should
feet
should
warm.
Be pointy. Yeah.
My feet aren't cold when I'm in the house.
They're not.
I've got heating.
I've got heaty, but my feet still get cold.
In that case, take all your clothes off, Stu.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I live with other people. I have windows, so that would be a couple of marks against that.
Well, the windows will make your feet cold.
When I'm staying in a hotel, I generally just wander about in my pants.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because why do you wear clothes in a hotel room on your own?
Why are you wearing pants?
Yeah.
I don't know, security, like in case somebody barged in or you had to run away because of a fire or something.
It's the opposite. I think for security, you want to be totally buck naked. That way, if they barge in on you, you've got that instant, they're going to be stunned.
I have something to whack him around the head with as well, I guess.
Is that interesting, James? Like, what the fuck is that?
He's got a shoe on the end of it.
What is he?
It looks like a dick, but smaller. they'd be momentarily phased. And then also, they're less likely to want to get in a tussle. Well, potentially less likely.
I would say you might be opening yourself up for something there, James.
Yeah. I'll open myself up to anything, you know.
My fear is more around having to leave the room rather than having somebody come in the room.
Okay.
In fairness. Also, it's not my room. Hmm. So I feel like it's only fair to at least wear pants in somebody else's room. You know what I mean?
Hey, if you've paid for it, so it's your room. You do what you want in there.
Well, the amount of time, Stu, you've sent us pictures of you painting your miniatures in your hotel room. Mm. I've just got this image of setting your wife.
What's behind the camera?
I personally wouldn't call it a miniature, but, Do you all think that website isn't there where it's people have put photos on eBay and stuff of things they're selling and not realised they're naked when they take the picture, like a chrome kettle and there's a reflection
also
in
they
it,
play
a TV
or
screen
the tap
and stuff.
Or something. Yeah.
Love a bit of that, yeah. Famously putting a tap sale on eBay. I love that. That's where you went, Jamie. Oh, I have to sell it. Not like a mirror.
Well, there's picture of people taking selfies in the bath and stuff, isn't there? Yeah. Yeah. People take selfies in the bath and there's a reflection in the
first place I go if I'm looking for a tap.
What shoe are you going for then, Stu?
I'm going for a trainer, a running trainer. Slightly unfashionable to wear at normal times. Trainer that I wear all the time because it's comfy. And also slightly competitive.
Ooh. Slightly?
Yeah.
What about you, Jamie?
I'm going for a high heel.
Why?
Make him taller.
Exactly.
Sure he is.
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
I guess I thought the shoe was supposed to say something about your personality.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with a clown shoe.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm very serious, Kane.
Everyone, please let us know on Twitter what shoe you'd be if you were in Shoe People. What shoe would be your personality? I think that's a good one for Patricia.
Hashtag shoe sugar.
Yeah, and which shoe you'd shag. Obviously, Ballet Punk.
She's a bird, though. Come on, you would.
What?
That pink shoe.
What about her?
This is all you've talked about for the last 5 minutes.
You're obsessed with that pink shoe.
It's weird. It's getting really weird.
He's trying to force it into the conversation.
I'm getting uncomfortable now, isn't it?
I'll put it out.
It's funny
there.
The first 5 minutes.
I don't want you to put it out there. I'm going to keep it
put
in
it
there.
I'm going to put it in there.
I'm going to swing it around out there.
Talk about Margot, the ballet shoe. Come on.
That every cartoon character we've covered so far, every female cartoon character, this is the best one.
What's
the best one? Best. As in the one you most want to sleep with, or best as in...
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. Yeah,
children with?
Yeah.
Have children with? Can you imagine that child? Well, the child of Jamie in that shoe?
Just a very
small
shoe.
Can you imagine what that would look like?
Like a doll shoe.
Very small shoe with a little beard on. They both got the same hairstyle, to be fair, Jamie and Margot.
That's very true.
What's it about the shoe, the ballet shoe, what you like, Jamie, so much to rank it above every other female cartoon we've ever done?
Don't know. She looks all right. She's a bit of a bird, isn't she?
No, she's a ballet shoe.
Just a bit of a bird, just a wing. She's a good looking bird. I don't overthink these things, Kane. I just think
it sounds like you have really thought about it.
She's got a bit of a big forehead, hasn't she, as well?
Bordering on obsession.
Yeah, I also like Ant and Dec, one of the two.
Yeah?
Which one's your favourite, Ant or Dec?
Dec.
You answer it, you refuse to answer. Ooh.
You know what? Here's one for you, right? You know, if like one of you guys has £1 million on this question, right? And you put a picture of Ant and Dec up.
Yep.
I'm still not 100% sure I'd be confident which is which.
They always stand in that order.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But are they in that order, or am I looking at them in that order?
So you're looking at them in that order.
Is that?
So Ant always stands on his right, my left.
So Ant's always on, if you're looking on the left side of the photo.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, always. Even when they sit together at football games, they sit as Ant and Dec.
They were.
That's awesome.
Is that really true?
Yeah,
he sat behind him.
You've got to get a mirror and look through the mirror. And
I want to look at a picture of Ant and Dec now.
Not at Ant and Dec. It's got to be Ant and Dec from the TV shows.
I wonder if they ever switch it around. It makes people feel really uneasy.
So Ant's the big one.
I've messed up. Ant's the big one then.
Yeah, Ant's the big one.
I thought Ant was the small one.
No, Dec's the small one.
Oh, okay. Right.
There's a joke in there, I can't remember about how you can tell the difference between Ant and Dec.
Is Ant the one what's...
on the left.
An alcoholic. And crashed into...
A bit harsh.
He was. He had a drinking problem. And
he did, yeah.
He's the one that got shot with the paintballs, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He ran over a squirrel.
See, now if you look at every picture on Google, you'll see that they're always in that order.
You're absolutely right, and this is fucking blowing my mind.
To our American audience, which is the most listeners, let's explain who Ant and Dec are.
Oh, they're like Ryan Seacrest, but slightly worse twice.
Mm.
Oh, I disagree. Ant and Dec are fucking national treasures.
Really?
Are they?
Yeah. I think we'll look back at him as we look fondly at Noel Edmonds.
And it's the Blobby. The same relationship.
Mr. Blobby had more personality than Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec are massive. They're massive.
Yeah.
When you think about how long
they've been massive to you, Jamie.
What they do apart from just host a couple of shows on ITV?
Well, you could say that about any presenter, right?
Platinum selling artists.
I would say if you claimed any presenter was massive, I would probably go, why, what do they do apart from present a programme?
To be fair, I would agree that most British nationals love Ant and Dec.
Yeah,
I was.
As TV personality,
Let's Get Ready to Rumble was a classic song.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And their album was the reason that Chris Moyles got banned from radio slightly.
How did he get slightly banned from radio?
Well, they got him back because the thing just went down. Yeah, he swore online by accident. Their album was called The Cult of Ant and Dec.
Yeah,
he didn't say cult.
What did he say? Shit.
Is another C word.
Crap.
Was it the C word we used on last week's episode?
Yes. Yes, the one that translates in Dutch slightly different.
So if he was in Netherlands, it'd have been all right.
It would have been fine. It'd have been fine. In fact, what's the translation, Kane?
What? Do you want the...
No,
the
English version of the Dutch word.
What? The English version's cunt, isn't it?
Can. That's it. So in the Netherlands, their album would have been the Can of Anton Deck in Chris Miles as a...
Well, they wouldn't say language. Of or and. Yeah. Kane's trying to translate it here as we're talking.
I'm trying to work. I've even confused myself here.
What's the swear word in Dutch?
Well, the worst swear word in Dutch is saying the equivalent of cancer. That's like the C-U-N-T
is it really?
Word. Yeah.
What's so their equivalent of the C-U-N-T word?
That is their equivalent of the C-U-N-T word.
No, but it means the same thing.
So how does it? So when a doctor sort of says that you've got cancer, that's him calling a CUNT.
Yeah, but to be fair, that makes more sense than calling someone a female vagina.
Yeah, I can see where they're coming from.
A female vagina, as opposed to what other sort of vagina?
Yeah,
came.
Well, in this day and age, my friend. I don't know. Yeah. But any Harry vagina actually. You want to have.
Did you just assume the gender of that vagina?
I think Kane did. Yeah, he assumed it was a female one, didn't he?
No, that is a CUNT, is a female vagina.
Oh.
Where it's never a, I don't know,
derogatory
cisgendered vagina.
Okay. So what is the Dutch word for female vagina?
Vagina.
Is it?
Dyax.
I knew it.
Was that not the first thing you asked when you got there, Kane?
Yeah. I think it's something like clog. Clogger.
Clogging Holland.
Right in the clogger.
Talking around to deck. Pub quiz question.
Were we?
We were. What is the net worth of Anton Deck as a combined total? What do you think it is?
Kane.
£4 million.
They've got
quid.
Like horses and everything.
Like the horses are worth a lot of money.
No, they are. They race horses.
No, they but I think when like, they've got horses. Like some people down the road from me have a horse. Not that to mean they're like super rich or like the
grand. Well, they could race a horse, but
again,
not Andy's too
say
tall.
Race horse.
What are you going for, Kane?
£80 million.
£80 million from Kane. Stu. The combined net worth of Anton Deck is what?
I'm sticking with £4 million.
£4 million from Stu, quite a lot lower than Kane. And James, what do you think?
I'm going much higher. I'm going for £120 million.
So if you've not read that off Google.
I've not read that.
Can you click in?
I'm not clicking.
let's see how far off James is. I'm guessing.
James is clearly Google.
For James
this.
Who's made this up, I'm going to give him. He won't be exact because that'd be too obvious. So it'll be 5% either way, I reckon.
It'll lower than that, Stu.
Go on.
He's the combined combined net worth is 124 million.
No way. Yes.
So hold on. 4 million out of. Close.
James, always bang
James,
on.
Nobody believes you, James.
No. James, I'm quite disappointed in you, actually.
I'm having a point for that.
Do you want to point for it, James?
That's why he's not put his camera on today as well.
Yeah. I want a point for that.
I'll play the audio back where you can even click in.
There is no clicking.
I never believe that stuff. Do you guys believe that stuff? Do you think it's right?
No.
You know, when you see all these like the richest people in the world stuff and all this stuff, do you think it's all just made up?
Yeah.
There's somebody somewhere in the sat in office making
I
it.
I don't know. I think they've done what they do for so long.
But how would you know how much they're getting?
You say,
you go tax
how much you got? Yeah, tax man.
Yeah, but tax man doesn't release the figures, does he?
No, they've got to release their assets, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Things like that.
What?
I think they have.
They've got to publicly tell you how much money they've got.
Yeah, because don't forget they won't have the. They will have an organisation, or they are
their own limited company. They'll be set up as a limited company, that information's. Public.
So all the stuff they own isn't owned by them, it's owned by the company that they own.
Correct.
It makes a financial sense to do that.
So then they wouldn't be worth anything?
No.
But as directors of that company or shareholders of that company.
Yeah, but that's not your worth, is it? No, maybe it is, but it's not.
Did you ever see the fictional ones? So they were working out how rich Batman was and things like that.
No. Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck. And Santa Claus came out, I think, on top from Brightly.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's a great fact. Thanks for that, James.
Yeah. Look it up. you got a computer.
How is Santa generating revenue?
I can't remember. They broke it all down as to how it was.
It's time to take a break from James's bullshit and see if Jamie has remembered to do a Would You Rather this week. And since it's not James, I'm sure he has. Yeah.
And also, before we started recording today, it's like, guys, do not talk about Christmas at all. Do not talk about Christmas. Santa's the most richest man in the world.
Well, I wasn't talking specifically about Christmas. That was...
Why can't we talk about Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong? Jamie's still sad because he didn't get what he wanted off Santa 2 weeks ago.
I know.
I bet he just got coal.
Yeah. Anyone. I got a blue shoe.
Boy's shoe.
Boy's shoe.
One's a girl shoe.
Would you rather be one of the characters from Shoe People, or for the rest of your life you can only ever wear shoes?
Am I in the Shoe People world, or am I me but now a shoe person?
You are you in the Shoe People world. So in the day, potentially people are wearing you, but on the evening, you are in the little Shoe People land.
Would you?
Go on.
Or that's what the Shoe People are.
In the day, I mean, in the Shoe People, they're kind of shoes that are thrown in the back room because they're not wanted, but somebody could come and wear you potentially. So in the day,
you're being worn. Yeah. But I mean, I'm losing all my family and friends because I'm now in the Shoe People universe. Correct. Or just only wear shoes.
Can I pick the shoes that I wear all the time?
Yeah, and you can wear them however you want to as well. So you don't just have to wear them on your feet. You can throw them on your nipples if you want to, James. You can do what you want with those shoes.
That's so. I'd
wear shoes, I think.
Yeah, I'd wear shoes.
Rather give up on all my family and friends. And be a shitty shoe. Yeah,
they would still be there in your world, but you are a shoe person.
Yeah, I'd wear shoes.
You wouldn't have a dick or anything, would you?
Actually, no.
You'd have a tongue, though.
Two tongues.
And you know, shoe people haven't got
it's a good genitalia. Point, right? Yeah.
Did you see any?
The hole in the tramp.
None of them are wearing anything, are they?
Maybe it comes out like a dog's.
Like a lipstick.
Yeah.
Maybe. Where would it come out of?
I'm guessing the bottom makes sense, as in the sole.
I don't think
it
makes sense to have a tail come out your bottom.
Meh. Why, you like to keep it in?
Not unless you put it in there first. Then it makes sense. Wear shoes all the time.
Yeah, wear shoes all the time.
There's not many downsides to that.
I'm going to go wear shoes. I wear shoes pretty much all the time anyway.
Can wear them however you want.
Yeah.
You could just take them off and wear them Timothy as a
Taylor's.
Scarf.
Kenny be wearing his Timothy Taylor's on his shoulder.
Tie the laces together and wear them around your neck.
I just said, Buzz.
Like you said. I was getting there. I was just expanding a little bit more.
So, here's the question then, right? Based on that, you go into work tomorrow.
Yep.
How are you going to fashion shoes then to go into work? What's going to be your...
I'm just going to put shoes on my feet.
Okay, yeah, good. So you're going to walk in.
James from home, same as the rest of
them. Call me crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you're going into work, right? Yeah. You can... I mean, if you're comfortable doing that, I don't think there's a million... I don't think there's a chance at all that James is going to walk into work, start bollock naked. So what's going to be your choice of... How are you going to do it? How are you going to fashion your attire based on shoes?
I'm going with a pair of shoes on my feet, trainers.
Yeah.
Can I wear socks, Jamie, or not?
No, they're not socks? Shoes. They're not shoes.
No, I was just checking.
Hang on. So you could only wear... Right.
Yeah, otherwise if you had to wear shoes the rest of your clothes, it'd be
obvious. No, clothes. Only shoes, James.
Oh, right. I misunderstood this.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
I'm still going with Jamie. So anyway...
Shoes on.
No, wait, well, I'll be wearing my trainers. No socks. And a Wellington.
Yeah.
with my tackle in it.
You feel very highly of yourselves, do? Think very.
No, I just figure it's got like quite a flexible opening, hasn't it? So if you're going to put something between your legs,
yeah,
with your tackling, a well is quite a good option.
How's that? Well, are you going to stay on those two? How's it going to stay on?
I'm going to use shoelaces to tie it on. It's going to be one of those wellies with laces.
Fancy.
Like a winter type wellie. You know the ones with, so I'll tie that around like a thong.
Like a belt. Okay, yeah.
Up one, a bit through the cheeks, round the front, tie it round.
See, I'm going to cheat on this then. I'm going to use moccasins and then just open them all out to individual pieces of cloth and then.
Wouldn't be shoes.
I'm changing the rules.
No, there wouldn't be a shoe if you took the material apart and made it into a material.
Correct.
You can't deconstruct. It's got to be a shoe.
Yes. I mean, I'm a bit ropey with shoes, wellies with fucking laces on all fairness.
And you've got to be naked for the rest of the time.
The only thing you can ever wear is shoes.
Yeah.
Still better than being a cartoon character in a mysterious shoe person world.
So what are you going for, James?
I'm going for shoe people. I'm switching. Switching fence.
What's your reason for changing here, James?
Well, just practicality.
You never go out anywhere, James.
I know, it's true, but I also get very cold very quick. So I think with no...
You could turn the heating up.
I know, but I've still got to walk from the office to the house, which is at least 12 steps. I could get chilly at that point, so I think I'll condemn myself to being a cartoon shoe person for the rest of my life.
You've also got to be wore as well, so remembering the day, just as a bit of a downside here.
Shoe people aren't worn.
Well, that's what
could
I said,
be,
though.
Could
that
be,
you
they?
Could be worn, right?
You could, but and also you could not.
Yeah.
So that's what could means. That's kind of what could means, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a guarantee.
No, so when Jamie says you could be worn.
Yeah. Anything could happen.
Yeah. Well, it could.
You could burst into flames.
Well, it's unlikely.
Yeah, exactly.
With the shoe one, to wear shoes, does that mean people have to see you naked?
Correct. Well, it depends on how you fashion the shoes.
Yeah.
So could you, like, create... like a curtain in front of you, what's not touching you, and you're pushing the curtain around with you?
No. So you can't...
Why would you not just make a suit out of shoes?
Then I just guess they wouldn't be shoes anymore. They'd be more like a onesie.
No, I think if each one could be put still on your foot, but you've temporarily hung it over you, that's fine, right, Jamie? As long as it's still
a shoe. Say that again for me.
As long as it's still a shoe. So if I've hung a shoe around my neck like a scarf, it's still a shoe, isn't it?
What you couldn't do is break it down and make like a jumper out of the shoe.
Yeah, they're all different shoes. At any moment,
you could tie
them
together with the laces and put it around as a scarf, for example. That'd be
fine. What's the difference between a onesie and a slipper?
What's the difference? Shoe.
No, but you're saying it's still on your feet and you can wrap it around you and you're bringing it all over you.
No,
it's the same material.
You could get, like, say you could get 10 slippers or shoes or trainers and tie them together with laces to make a scarf. That'd be fine. But you can't put a jumper on because that's not a shoe. So you can fashion anything with a shoe without breaking it down. You can't deconstruct it. So you could get, like, a shoe and put it on your head as a hat. Or you could put your hands in the shoes as a glove. But
they're
you
still
couldn't,
shoes, aren't they?
Yeah, they'd still be shoes. But you couldn't turn them into a jumper.
I reckon, unless you go
for
something
really...
Obviously,
you get Vibram ones for your hand gloves.
Yeah, unless you went for something really lightweight. That's a lot of weight you're carrying around with all them shoes.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of our little shoe bucket we've got at the bottom of the stairs. We keep all the shoes we don't wear off. That's a heavy bucket. And that
why is it so little and heavy, James? That must make it really difficult.
And it wouldn't even cover half of your body.
How big is your little shoe bucket, James?
It's like a plasterer's bucket. You know the flexible plasterer's bucket?
Yeah.
There's not enough shoes in there.
That's a big bucket, that does.
It's a big... Oh, it's a good enough size, but it wouldn't cover a quarter of my body in shoes, I don't think. To get enough shoes to cover my entire body, that's a lot of weight.
Is wear and tear counted as deconstruction?
If it's natural, you can't automatically get a shoe and start banging it on a table till it drops to pieces, and then... Yeah.
What you wear has to be a shoe, essentially, right? So you couldn't get an old knackered tongue out of a shoe and wear that. It has to be a shoe that you're wearing.
Yeah, so you could get some like high knee boots.
Nice.
To put them as like sleeves on that arm.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you could do that.
You could wear two more as like dungarees, couldn't you? To cover your
neck. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
like long pair of shoes.
If you've got your hands in the foot pot, how do you use your hands?
Well, that's where the wear and tear comes through.
Oh, okay.
So you'd like be rubbing them on the ground.
Oh, that's intentional wear.
I reckon, you know, if you got the really long boots with the lace up all the way down, I reckon you'd put the shoe bit up on your shoulder, like a shoulder pad, pointing outwards, and then lace it around your arm and down so the top of the shoe is like a cuff.
Yeah.
And that'd look quite cool, wouldn't it?
That would look quite cool.
That's what's going to be medieval.
Like pointy shoulder and the spikes coming up with the pointy black shoe leather bit.
Man Maxi.
Yeah. I think I'd run that.
Yeah, I think I'm on for the shoes as clothes now. Just wearing shoes, yeah.
Like what are those fairy boots called? The
Uggs.
Uggs, yeah, you could like have Uggs as a hat.
Could wear some...
Ear warmers. Crocs for oven gloves.
Crocs on your penis.
Ballet pump on your penis.
As a... Yeah.
Nice and soft.
I'm protected, ladies.
And wet.
I've got some Crocs on.
What are you going for, Jamie?
Yeah, shoe people world. I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not walking around with shoes on myself. I think that's unmanageable. I'm going to join the world of the shoe people.
I'll see you there.
I mean, they've got a pretty decent life.
They've got easy, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got it easy. They've got a fun life. Yeah. Look what they're like. Oh, I'm dead unhappy. That person's getting me a bit wet. That's okay. That's a cool life. It's splashing me a little bit.
What happens when the shoemaker dies? Because he's fairly old, isn't he? I reckon you two would get in the dump.
Well,
Never find us.
What do you mean? You're just in his shop. They're going to just turn it into flats and throw you in the bin.
I don't think the shoemaker exists.
No.
You'd definitely get in the bin then. What do you think he is, Jamie?
I think the whole thing's I think the narrator's on a bit of a drug binge. I think that's what it's all down to. So I think James had a theory about it being dead people. I think the cloud of smoke is some kind of drug that's been blown
it's
into.
Like an opium
den. I think the narrator smacked up when he's like, nobody else knows this but me. There's only one person that knows this. I think he's just getting smashed off his tits, and it's just a big hallucination by the narrator.
I suppose the question around that is, how does the narrator know it?
Exactly
Is he in the shop? Is he chained up in the basement somewhere? How does he know? How has he seen this? How does he know?
He's just a shopkeeper, isn't he?
No, narrator's not the shopkeeper.
No, because he refers to the shopkeeper separately.
He refers to the shopkeeper as somebody else, right? And he said, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like The Rock.
He says,
He does say somebody else is like, there's only one person that knows about this secret. It's not the narrator. It's not the shopkeeper. It's me. So he makes a point about saying he's
doesn't say it's not the shopkeeper.
And the cloud of smoke. It does, yeah. Yeah, does in the introduction, yeah.
It says it's not the shoekeeper.
Mm-hmm. Shopkeeper, yeah. It says it's not the shoekeeper, whatever he refers to. It's not him, yeah. In episode one. So yes, it's not him. So I think him and the cloud of smoke. I think he's just getting wax a load of opiates or whatever in the air, and I think it's him getting smacked off his bejazzle. I think that's where the whole thing comes from. It's a big hallucination by the narrator.
Anything's possible at this point. Anything is possible in the world of the shoe people.
Or he's chained in the basement and he's just making a fantasy world out of the stuff he sees.
There's
no drugs involved.
I like it.
He's just looking around. He's looking for, you know, any sort of...
Bit Stockholm syndrome, do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think he's become a bit obsessed with the shoekeeper?
He's just made characters out of the shoes because he's not going to go anywhere.
It's like, it's not the shoekeeper's fault. He's chained me up, but I love him. I'll do anything for him. Stockholm, baby.
Is this our lowest scored cartoon?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. So we've got... this has got a... combined score of 13. So I think the lowest was 14. So yeah, this is definitely our lowest. Yeah.
Ugh. Jeez. I'm surprised it made double digits. I've got to be truthful.
It's because you scored it so highly.
I know. It's my fault.
To be fair, a lot of our ones on the past that have scored low, it's always had one person kind of bringing it up with a high score. But I think
fucking
this is the
curve.
fucking up the curve, exactly. But I think this is the one where we've all consistently been relatively low as well.
Like Paw Paw Bears.
Yeah.
We all hate Paw Paw Bears.
Better than this, though, bears. Wasn't it?
It was better than
I prefer this. I prefer this over Paw Paw Bears.
Oh, no.
I don't even remember Paw Paw Bears.
Was that racist one, Kane? Oh. Racist 80s bears pretend to be Native Americans.
Oh, yeah. Racist. I've got it now. Yep.
Hanna-Barbera.
Ugh. Ugh.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Even this, in fairness, is... I think most Hanna-Barbera cartoons are better than this. That's hard
Whoa,
to say.
Going from used to most. Crikey.
Like, I scored this at 2. I think I'd score most Hanna-Barbera at 3.
It still fascinates me, Stu, how Moomin's got an 8 from you and this only gets a 2. That fascinates me.
Moomin's is fantastic.
It's keeping awake at night.
Brilliant.
Honestly, it drives me absolutely.
Your sport is Christmas, you realise it, Stu.
People are going to love Moomin's. You wait till that Moomin episode has aired. And people were talking about how much they love it. And then this, they'll all agree, it's shite.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this today. I'm going to put a poll on Twitter. What do you prefer, Moomins or Shoe People?
Yeah, tell them we've got some upcoming podcasts.
Yeah, I will.
And what are you going to ask? Which do you prefer?
Which do you prefer as a cartoon? Yeah, Moomins. And I'll say cartoon because obviously books and all that kind of...
Interesting. I don't know what Moomins did in the US.
What do you mean, numbers-wise? Or
yeah, like, was it shown over there? Did it ever take off over there? I have no idea of the Moomins in the US stuff.
Yeah, good point. I have no idea.
It is pretty much time to come to an end. We're talking about what we're going to do on Twitter, so it seems like a good point. Jamie, any other Shoe People facts to spit at us?
There was one I had, but I've completely forgot it. There was a famous person did the music for this, a famous... 80s band, and I can't
Moody
remember
Moody Blues.
Moody Blues, thank you, Stu. It was
no way.
Moody Blues.
Yeah. Nice in white satin.
Yeah. Mm.
Good song.
The group didn't do this. It was just one of them. Probably the bassist.
Was it?
The bassist is going to be my guess. So is the bassist, isn't it? Who did the theme tune. His name was Justin Hayward.
I'd love it if he had like a shoe-related name.
Do you reckon he is the bassist? No, he was the songwriter and lead singer.
Oh, was
Moody
he?
Moody Blues, yeah.
Tommy Tongfoot.
Pete Tong.
Pete Tong. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
He's a 1978 recording of Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds reached the UK top 5.
Dun, dun, dun.
I like a bit of that. I like a bit of Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds.
It's cool, right?
Mm. Have we, just as a very random thought as we come towards the end of the thing, have we done any cartoons yet that are based on sci-fi or horror, like adult stuff? We did Rambo, which I guess is adult, right? But
no, I don't think we have. Like
Has there been many in the 80s and 90s?
Is there only one RoboCop, I guess?
There's only one RoboCop.
Well, no, but I mean, the cartoon, is that the only one that's of a scary film, essentially, right? Because RoboCop's fairly dark, isn't it?
Yes.
Was the cartoon wasn't, though, right?
No, but that's what I'm saying. No. It doesn't have to be a scary cartoon. I mean, are there any other cartoons of either horror stuff?
Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Is that a horror?
I mean, it's pretty scary.
I just said comedy, though.
Yeah, dark comedy. But, yeah.
Agreed. I'd still pay good money for a cartoon version, 80s cartoon version of Aliens.
I don't know how they could do it.
They were going to make one, weren't they? We went through this, didn't we, before the previous episode?
We did. They could have made it.
Mm.
I'd have loved it. Loved it.
I don't know. I think it'd have been tough to do.
What film would you want a cartoon made of, Jamie? One film, 80s or 90s cartoon made of it.
Footloose.
Never seen it, so I don't know.
It's fucking brilliant.
Good film.
Amazing film, right? Footloose. Now, in all seriousness,
why would that make a great 80s and 90s?
It wouldn't. I'm being silly, but it's a phenomenal film. I'd probably say Jurassic Park. In all fairness, I know they've done like the Netflix Jurassic Camp Cretaceous. But if you're doing like a cartoon as we're talking about, I think Jurassic Park would be quite cool to do.
Yeah, I'd be all right, I think.
Yeah,
Kane.
I don't know. I was trying to fit. There's already a Blade cartoon, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is there?
Is there?
It's, modern, not, modernish, not modern. Not, yeah.
It's in there.
Is it an anime?
It's got to be that, surely.
King Kong doing? And Godzilla. Oh.
Mm. Wait, surely there's a cartoon.
Oh, no, they did. I think they did Godzilla. They did.
Godzilla.
90s.
Godzilla and Godzuki.
No, it's a 90s cartoon.
90s Godzilla, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, then I'm happy.
You can watch it, Kane. It's going to be your choice as well, isn't it, Kane? Maybe Kane's going to choose Godzilla.
Ooh.
James, what about you?
Horror film.
No, any film.
Oh, any film that make into cartoon.
Although It would make a great cartoon, but carry on.
They've done lots of good films. Take one grown-up film they did do into a cartoon.
I love that. Dave, can we put that quote somewhere?
Sorry.
They've done a lot of good films. Just so they've done a lot of good films.
Film-wise that made it into cartoons, which you'd be very surprised about, Highlander. Highlander was a very good cartoon, yeah. Which is a tough sell.
90s?
Yeah, well, it's a tough sell as much as the main thing of Highlander is the only way to kill him is to cut the heads off.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't go well into a kid's cartoon. But yeah, they made a Highlander cartoon. It was not bad, actually. Any film into a cartoon? You see, I want to go Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. I think that'd be a great cartoon. Good action cartoon.
Would it be as good as Pirates of the Dark Water?
No. Oh, Conan. We talked about Conan last time as well.
Conan would be a good one, yeah.
That's done it. That was good.
Have they?
I like all the one Kane's interested in. They've already done.
Yeah.
You could be well away, Kane.
Conan was Conan was 80s and 90s, so that fits into our thingy.
I'm changing my mind. Back to the Future.
Ooh, oh, that's a good shout.
That would be good.
That's a good shout.
You could do so much with that, right?
Conan the cartoon was good. I remember that now you say, but I think it was based on the books, wasn't it, rather than the films?
What, the Conan one?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't remember it the last time. I remember there being snake people who, when you went close
great
to them,
book,
star,
by the way.
Star metal, they turned into snake people. They looked normal, but then they turned into snakes when you got close to them with star
yes,
metal.
Yes, correct, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point.
That's good, that one.
Mm. Maybe Kane's going to pick that next.
Mm, maybe.
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 Maybe. Or maybe I'm going to pick Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim, yes!
Yes! They think he's mighty fine.
Just in time for new Earthworm Jim next year.
Really?
Later this year, I think.
No.
Tell me you've seen the trailer of Earthworm Jim talking about his new costume.
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Are you serious? There's
an animated trailer of, it's computer graphic, but there's an animated trailer of Earthworm Jim talking about his new cartoon series coming out in 2022.
No way.
Game first, then cartoon, Earthworm Jim, right?
I believe so, yeah.
The game was amazing.
For Sega, wasn't it?
I think it was out on everything.
It was an amazing game. And it's famously known as, like, one of the best games of that era. Like, if you Google, like, top games and, like, the Sega and stuff like that, that always comes up pretty high.
It was good.
Yeah, Kane.
Well...
Earthworm Jim, do you know the episode yet, Kane?
No.
Okay.
Can it be? Yeah, can it be one with Petey Putty? Puppy. Petey Puppy. Remember the little dog he had that turned into like a proper nasty thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Bez, I could decide the episode.
Yeah.
You would stay quiet.
Sorry.
I'm surprised. Or, James, you should wait for Kane to say what the episode is, then you say it as if you just thought of it.
That's a good idea. That's a very good
idea. That's what you should do. It's time to say goodbye. I look forward to Earthworm Jim next week. Sorry,
have you
James,
got an episode, Kane? Have you got an episode sorted?
Not yet.
What do you think the episode should be based on, Baz?
I think Petey Puppy.
Oh, right.
Personally.
I reckon you should wait for Kane to say what it is, James, and then you say it as if you thought of it.
So anyway, Kane, have you decided what we're watching?
I've not, Jamie, no.
Did Earthworm Jim do a crossover with another cartoon? It's vague memory of him with something else.
That'd be mental.
Anyway.
Guys, tweet us. Our social media links are at ByThePowerPod. All our website stuff is www.bythepower.net. You can email us at ByThePowerPod. at gmail.com. Recommendation and reviews would be great to help out the pod. If you do want to support the pod further, which you won't do because no other fucker does, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/buymeacoffee or buy the power rather. Not buy me a coffee at buy me a coffee. That would be crazy.
So what's the link?
buymeacoffee.com/buy the power.
.net.
There's no .net on the forward slash, after the forward slash for.
What is it before the forward slash?
Yeah.
There's no .net on the buy the coffee thing.
Is it a forward slash or a backslash?
It's.
What kind of shoe is it?
Jim.
Or if you want to buy it as a shoe, you can go to buymeashoe.net.
It's got to be a ballerina shoe.
Backslash buy the power. Buys a shoe.
Can the poster for this episode be Jamie and a ballerina shoe? Yeah, a ballerina shoe.
Till Josie's the new poster. Like, what the fuck? Why is he a ballerina shoe there?
Just listen to the episode, Joe.
Yeah,
she won't do that.
Too late for that. It is goodbye for me. Goodbye.
It's bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying it. But I have got a joke for you.
Is it shoe related?
Well, it's not shoe related, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
You knew we were shoe related. Can the next week's be worm related?
Yeah, go on then. I'll get a worm joke.
It's a penis joke.
So a man gets pulled over by the police and they check his boot, and in his boot he's got a goat.
This is about shoes.
Oh yeah, boot, yeah. Well done. He's got a goat. A length of garden hose, a tub of natural yogurt, and a length of rope. The policeman says to the man, "What are you going to do with that?" And the man said,